Melissa in the Morning talks with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
We are continuing the conversation picking up from last week. Julie Bauke, who is our career strategist, outlined for us that she has identified five of the most common mistakes we make on average at the workplace. And as I'm promoting it just a couple minutes ago, I realized, as I said out loud, these are five things you should not be doing, but we tend to do, not that you should be doing. I thought to myself, Julie has been on this show for, 3 years now consistently? And the one thing she always says is, don't just keep your head down and don't just do a good job. And as I'm reading this, I'm like, why would she suggest this? But you're not, Julie. You're saying, don't do this, but we do it anyways. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we believe, and this is especially women, I hate to say it, that all we need to do at work is just do our job. And that's great. But here's what happens. We think that people are going to recognize what we've done. We think that it's evident. And the problem is, you know, when you are the one that does a great job and just keeps on keeping on, you do tend to get more work. I mean, and so think about all these layoffs that are going on. That work doesn't go away.
You know,
those 1,000 people, let's just say, that got laid off, everything they were working on has to go somewhere.
Right.
And a lot of times, if you're not good at speaking up for yourself and advocating for yourself, you will continue to get piled on. And because who are you going to give extra work to if you really need something done? The person who just keeps their head down and does a good job and will always take it on. You aren't going to give it to the person who, you know, is barely hanging on. And so we can be those people that become a dumping ground for the extra work, because we know we'll get it done. And then we get, and you know, there's a certainly some pride that goes with doing a good job, doing a great job, and there should be. But if you expect good things to automatically flow from that, just because you didn't squawk when someone gave you extra work, I think you're going to become disappointed and bitter and feel unappreciated. Does that resonate? Like, Melissa, when you hear that, does that make sense to you?
So it absolutely does, Julie, 110%. And I know we sort of touched on this last week a little bit, the idea of why aren't I top of mind for our employers? And so if you want to go back and listen to our conversation with Julie, it's on our podcast, WICC600.com. But, you know, after we talked about this, I actually connected with one of our listeners, loves you on the show, by the way. But she said, you know what's interesting, Melissa, is it's very ironic, because in one hand, you just said it. When we have layoffs or we have a shift in the workplace, there are those go-to people, right? The, hey, you don't complain. You're never a problem. You take on anything I ask. I don't even have to ask you to do it. You're just going to do it. And you're that person. You're those people. But in the same breath, if a promotion opportunity comes up, you're not top of mind. And so this was a really interesting, I would say, ironic finding that one of our listeners shared with me after we talked about this idea of stay relevant. But what's interesting is when the going gets tough, boy, they know exactly who you are and they could just pile it on to you. So how do you strike that balance, Julie, of staying relevant, but also, you know, kind of standing up for yourself and not putting your career at risk? Like, hey, I could take on the work, but I also want to know that you are going to give me a future. You're going to do something with my potential.
Yeah. And let me add one more bit to that.
Please.
Is that, wow, I completely forgot.
Isn't that amazing? Okay. Welcome to my life, Julie Bauke. Thank God I had long haulers for COVID to blame for 3 years, but now I have no excuse.
No.
Yeah, that's called going blank on live radio. I'm so glad you got to experience it. It took long enough.
You know, this reminds me of a conversation I had with a woman years ago who was a leader. She had, you know, a staff of several people, and she said, I'm embarrassed to admit this. She said, but that phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, is very, very accurate. You know, the old sayings come up for a reason. And she said, on my team, she said, the men are much more likely to advocate for themselves, to ask for a raise, to have a really good business case for a raise, to, you know, put up their hand and ask for things. And she said, when I look back, if I'm being really honest, you know, I the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I was paying more attention to them than I was to other people, especially women who weren't good at asking, putting up their hands, who did more expecting that good things would flow. And I think we have to realize that your leader, whoever is responsible for making those decisions, they have so much on their plate, especially these days. And we talk, I mean, we harp and we talk and we write books and we scream about how developing your people really is delivering results and developing your people. Those are two jobs of a leader. And we're so focused, especially these days, on the delivery of the results, which is great. That's how you keep your job. Mm-hmm. But we forget that developing our people is how we get there. And so don't ever think that your leader sits around and thinks, how can I make Annette happy today?
Right.
It just doesn't work. And so we have to learn, how do we advocate for ourselves? And that starts with, as all good things in career does, some serious and significant self-reflection.
And a chat with our career strategist, Julie Bauke. And we're discussing number two on her list of the five most common mistakes people make at work, keeping your head down and doing a good job. It is not really the great plan of attack that you might think it is. And that's probably because of generational messaging. I remember myself, hey, get your foot in the door and keep your head down, do a good job, and you will go places, Melissa. That's just sort of the way that we've always looked at it, but that doesn't really ring true for a lot of people today. And so Julie is kind of diving into it this morning. Julie, we were just talking about making sure you're not being sort of the dumping ground, if you will, the place to that's old, reliable, but you don't really get to progress yourself at the workplace. But how do you identify if you're even ready to go to that next level, or not even if you're ready? Because I think you would know you are, but that you haven't proven it. So I have an example, because obviously we talk about the importance of advocating for ourselves and identifying, you know, if somebody is just taking advantage of us. But I worked in television, as you know, before I came to radio. And I have, you know, somebody who really stands out to me, who really wanted to be, you know, on the air, wanted to be a reporter. And this was somebody who worked on the morning show with me. And just did the bare minimum, but felt like, hey, I'm here. I'm showing up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That should be enough. I clearly have the passion to do this. You know, give me a shot and I'll do it. And I remember saying to this person, but you haven't proven anything. Like, why would they offer it to you when you've got nothing backing it up? You know, and so I just didn't know if you could kind of talk a little bit about that, because I think some people may not be able to read their role at work. And so it could be seen two different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Really quick, though, I was thinking about something at the break. If you are in a role where you only want to do what you're doing and you love it and you're good at it and keeping the status quo is exactly what you want, that's okay. You know, I think it's really, really clear. We have to be really, really clear about what we want. And if you are looking to progress and grow, it's not okay. But if you're like, you know what, I'm good where I am. I got another 3 years, or I've got so much going on at home that I can't take anything on at work. That's okay.
Well, that would be career happy. So you don't fall into that category.
Yeah, you're
right.
Career happy. Correct. Okay. So the first thing is, I would say that leaders need to be, just sort of going backwards into what you said, leaders need to be very, very clear about what the requirements are. So if this person you're talking about said, I want to be on air, the conversation should have happened where someone said, here are the things that you need to do to be considered to be on air, be dependable. Yep, coming in every day at 3. Great. You know, then here are the next 4 things that we need to see from you before that happens. If you don't do that, then your people are, you know, feeling around in the dark for the next opportunity. So as a leader, it is your responsibility to understand what your people want out of their jobs and careers and help them develop a reasonable path to get there. And this needs to have feedback with it as well and a lot of communication. The downside of that, or one of the things that I'm hearing these days, is that Gen Z wants feedback like every other day.
Mm.
And, you know, as a leader, that's, you know,
that's a lot.
That you
don't have time for that. Well, and you also have to have time to actually see if you're going to get the results you want.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So that's part of it. And so as a leader also, you must establish expectations for how often you're going to have these discussions and what you want them to come to you with when you have those discussions. Not, am I ready yet? Ha, ha, ha. But, you know, what have I done toward those things that we originally talked about? Okay, so then on the other side of that, as an individual who wants to develop, I would, if you keep getting patted on the head, and I have seen this happen so many times because leaders just like, get back to work. We have a lot of work to do. I don't want to talk about, you know, your next role or how great you are. I think it is, you can take charge of that. First of all, I would, every time you get complimented for something, every time you get really good feedback for something, write it down, keep it in a file, keep a me file, and be ready to parrot the feedback you get back to your leader. Say, you know, hey, Joe, we've talked several times about my work on this project and that project. Plus, I've also gotten feedback from others. And here's what I'm hearing, that not only am I dependable and reliable, but I see problems around the corner before anybody else sees them. And that saves us a lot of time and money. I also get feedback that blah, 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 blah. So in other words, you're putting it in other people's mouths, which sounds better than I'm reliable, I'm dependable.
Right.
You know, you're putting in other people's mouths. And so you create a narrative around who you are and what you're good at. And when then you get agreement on that, yes, that is. So, okay, great. I'm going to keep on doing those things. But also, when I think about how I can continue to grow, knowing what my strengths currently are, I would like to take on more of this. Or be exposed more to this. So you have to state what you're good at, be clear what you're good at. Now, all you're doing is feeding it back. So, you know, that's great, and I want to continue being that person for you, but here are the areas in which I'd like to grow.
Right. But again, it goes back to the initial point of this, which is the importance of advocating for yourself, because even the comments or the feedback you get from your, you know, your bosses or your, you know, whoever's in charge, they may not even recollect the exact details of the project or how you were so integral.
They're busy.
So it's important. It, you know, it's not always that, you know, I work for, you know, somebody who doesn't want me to promote me. It very well could just be that you are not top of mind and that they are balancing 17 different projects and your one project, even though you're doing great on it, is not their top of mind. So it goes back to, like
you said, your own project manager.
Yeah. Advocacy.
Remember, you can get all of these tips by texting Career Happy to 888-241-2385. 888-241-2385. You can get caught up and you can also get a preview for the next few weeks.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Man, my honest will say that I'm going to be on CNBC today, sometime between 2 and 3, power lunch, sometime between 2 and 3 Eastern. I'm not sure when. But if you're sitting in front of your TV and you want to wave at me, turn on CNBC between 2 and 3 today.
Oh, my gosh. How cool are you? I tell you, we got a superstar.
Oh,
here.
No. I'm the Very coolest cool. when I'm on WICC with Melissa. That's my height of cool.
I love you, Julie. You're the best. And yes, as she previewed, she's going to go into, mistake number 3 next week, which is who? Little old me talking about a lack of confidence. This one.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like this should be at the top of the list. So I'm excited to talk about this next week for Julie on the Job. You're the best, Julie. And good luck this afternoon. That sounds exciting.
Thanks. Okay, I'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. Our career strategist, Julie Bauke, here on WICC.